This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line chat rooms where you can join us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with you tonight. It's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Mark.
We've been talking about college student loans and what would happen if they were just wiped off the table, wiped off the debt rolls, so to speak. $1.5 trillion is the number being used here at the Market Watch story, Richie, that you're sharing with us. But what we ended up discussing just sort of as our preface to this whole conversation when we got into it in the last hour wasn't at all what the politicians have been proposing. Apparently, we were talking about it like, well, what if they just got rid of the loans?
Just, you know, canceled.
Yeah, just forgiveness. It's called loan forgiveness, right? We said, well, you know, overall, that wouldn't be such a bad idea, or at least didn't seem that bad, if indeed somebody can go bankrupt from all kinds of other debt and that this system is based on that sort of thing, then what's wrong with, you know, letting them go on the college loans in this case? And the proposal, apparently, from people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren is to not cancel the loans, not forgive the loans, but to actually tax the rich even more and then use that money to give to the banks.
Well, and also to make college tuition free going forward.
Oh, really? Okay, because I was going to say, there's a lot of people in college who are going to get burned if they're like racking up $100,000 in loans and everybody who graduated the year before them gets it wiped out, but then they don't either. Obviously, on this show, I don't think any of us are going to agree that college education should be free. It's a
Anything
service.
Anything of value ought to be paid for.
Right, by the people who are buying that service. However, the college scam, part of it, is that they can basically, they're guaranteed these loans by the government.
By the way, college is free. MIT, arguably one of the best five universities in the world, gives away its coursework online. Mm. College is free.
Right.
The sheepskin, the diploma, the whatever you want to call this, the degree, that's not free. In fact, it can be very, very important. So, for instance,
well, that's what employers want. They want the sheepskin.
Yeah, well, more than the employers. I mean, there's some universities in the world where you can just sort of drop that you went there, and it increases your value as a human being. I mean, Tom Woods has managed to parlay his Harvard degree into a pretty big deal within libertarian circles, and it just goes to show that libertarians are not immune from this either. You know, I mean, if it was meaningless that Tom Woods went to Harvard, then it would never be mentioned, because we don't know what the vast majority of celebritarians, college, degrees list are, but we know what Tom Woods's is, and it's because he went to Harvard. Nobody knows that Ian got an associate's degree in communications from Manatee Community College.
Unless you're a long-term listener, Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, the thing I wanted to say about the cost of college, given that it's essentially guaranteed from the federal government that the loans will be made for anybody that, you know, can fog a mirror or whatever, the colleges just keep on raising their rates.
Right.
Let's build some more buildings. Let's expand.
The money's free.
Right.
So they can just keep on doing things. And that's where the bubble's going to come
Correct.
In, ladies and gentlemen. At some point, there's a cost to college that people will not pay.
Yeah.
And then,
well, they're not paying it right now.
Well, they're not.
It's hard to.
They're not signing the piece of paper,
right.
But the government is continuing to give the money to the college.
That's why they keep raising their rates.
Yes.
If you knew that you can get for you used to charge $30,000 for, you know, a 4-year run, now costs $100,000. You know, the whole way the price has been going up. You know, a few years from now it might be $120,000 or $130,000 because, well, why not? What's to stop them from continuing to increase these rates?
Nothing. Nothing, really.
Yeah, let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Richie, and Mark.
With bullet point notes, I hope.
Boom, there's one. Boom, there's another bullet point.
All right, what are you calling about?
Hey, I got three. Oh, damn, that one hit a cow. Let's see. So anyway, where I was going last night, as I was going up to a town I used to live in, we'll keep it unnamed for the moment. And I told you about this before. There's like a dozen cops in the area, town cops, county cops, state cops. And I knew most of them, not because I was doing stuff, but because you see them around. And I told you that friend of mine, not born in this country, Latino guy, English not his first language, he went out of his way to find me one day after I'd been out of town for a while. And he said, hey, I was at the restaurant the other day, and there was two tables of cops sitting together. And mind you, there's out of all the cops that I'm talking about, there's only one female, and she's a lesbian. And and in the conversation that he overhears sitting right next to him, she says at some point, hey, have you seen that guy around? The one that drives that certain vehicle? I haven't seen him for a while. And
let me guess, it's a retired Oscar Mayer hot dog truck.
Exactly. And
knew it.
One of the cops says, well, they all say, no, I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him in like 3 weeks or whatever. Why? Because he's an a-hole. There must be something we can do to put him in jail. And then all the other cops say, well, he might be, but he doesn't do anything. So all these other male cops stood up for me, whereas the only female, only lesbian, in the area wanted to put me in jail for no reason. Now we come down to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I'm dealing for the last couple of years with the University of New Mexico, publicly owned and paid for university radio station that carries NPR, and they have only one call-in program like you have, a call-in program where they deal with, you know, political, legal, social, et cetera, et cetera. And they solicit callers to call in and talk, and, you know, and they have elected officials, senators and stuff come on the program, elected officials that taxpayers have put in office and pay, come on to take questions from constituents, citizens, and they maintain a blacklist, and they put me on the blacklist. And the reason they put me on the blacklist, which you won't have any problem understanding whatsoever and empathizing with, is because my children were illegally trafficked here in the state of New Mexico, and I proved it, and that's what I want to talk about. And so what they didn't like, in fact, they put it in their original complaint. There are two complaints, two charges, one from a couple of years ago, and they told the cop in the police report that I'm not allowed to call their program anymore because all I want to talk about is one subject. That's what they put in the police report. And then come forward 2 years, and we've been through court, and we have a court order that is a no contact order that spells out who cannot contact whom. And there's four specific names and one radio program listed. That's what it says. Legal documents are very specific.
Yep.
And then the other day, like I do every Sunday for the last decade, is I call the American, first of all, it should be noted that the officer, UNMPD man number 1203 is the man number for Officer M.G. Barreras, as opposed to Barreras, as opposed to Barreras, if you follow all that. This is
no,
Barreras.
Not at all. Damn. Please don't
anyway,
explain to me.
Yeah, M.G. Barreras happens to be, I did a little searching on the internet, I got a right to do discovery and I got a right to do investigation for a legal case, which is actually an actual legal case, and so I start doing a little searching and I find that the M.G. Barreras, guess what, is a tranny, male to female tranny.
And it's a cop?
Yeah, the cop that wrote me up this recent time, which I haven't explained to you the reasoning behind the newest charges. But anyway, that cop, you know, the lesbian in the other town wanted to lock me up. And now this tranny wants to lock me up. And so wrote me up. And what they wrote me up for was that, wait a minute. I forgot something. The Elaine Baumgartel, who is the one that is the news director at KUNM radio station in Albuquerque. Guess what she is? She's a
transvestite.
Lesbian.
Okay.
What does all this mean?
Apparently, it's a lesbian plot to
against
take down David.
Yeah.
A lesbian transgender plot. But yeah, don't the lesbians not get along with the transgenders?
It depends.
I thought there was some bad blood between
them.
They're
TERFs.
Yeah. Good luck out there, David. Maybe you should change your gender and then they'll embrace you. More coming up.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com, discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
And liberty-minded folks who have been looking for a long time for a solution to helping expand their business and expose it to other liberty-minded people, that now exists in the form of liberty.menu. You can list the things that you do, maybe the business that you run or businesses, or maybe the event that you're a coordinator of, or perhaps the digital content that you create. You can list all those and, of course, rate and review other people's listings over at liberty.menu. And there's even a bit of a social networking aspect as well, so you can connect and share with others on the site. It is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Go to liberty.menu and you can use code FTL to get a free Talk Live listener badge on your profile there. It's liberty.menu. As we continue here, we're talking about a story from MarketWatch.com looking at these proposals from certain presidential candidates that are saying they want to pay off people's college debts, not forgive the debts, but pay them off by taxing some wealthy people. And as Mark pointed out earlier, if you tax the wealthy enough, they're going to leave. So there's only so much that they're willing to put up with.
There is an argument, by the way. There's if you look at California, right? Like, people are leaving California, except rich people in the richest zip codes are moving into California.
Really?
So rich people are actually moving towards the high rent district
because they can afford the lifestyle.
And they want, because what they want is they want to be in Hollywood. They want to be in San Francisco.
Okay.
They want to be in these places. Why you want to go to San Francisco is beyond me. Anybody seen the poo tracking app where you can,
supposedly it's out of date, but yeah, it was created for a reason.
Right. There are people, human beings, pooping on the streets in Seattle. If there was,
well, that's not where they're, you mean, in
Seattle,
San Francisco?
San Francisco and Seattle, both of them.
But the rich people aren't going to live in those streets. They're going to live in gated neighborhoods where there's not going to be any homeless people pooping.
I presume
they're. But why are they moving in? Just because they want to, they want to feel fancy or something like that?
Yeah.
Because usually
Yeah. Rich
people who are getting taxed to death want to leave a place.
It depends on the type of rich person. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about a rich person who, I mean, in some, let's just one type of rich person, right? There's a type of rich person who made their money.
Yeah.
Who is still thrifty because they're the kind of person who made money,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to, you know, go there. They don't want to be around all that stuff. But there's also the type of rich person who maybe was born into money.
They don't care.
Think about Paris Hilton for
a
second.
Yeah, okay.
Hilton wants to be seen. She wants to flash the dollars.
And she's not a producer. She's not a doer.
I don't know what she's like now. I'm throwing in an archetype.
She was an entertainer at one point. They
right.
got paid.
Yes.
She's not a creator of wealth necessarily. Like, she's just somebody who got a bunch of money and is happy to spend it. So she doesn't care how much the taxes are where she lives.
Why should she?
Yeah. She's just buying a house and living in it and partying or whatever. Okay, I get your point there. So let's continue here. I know there was more from this MarketWatch story to share because they're going to try to explain why this is a good idea.
So before we get into that, I had that one point before a couple breaks ago that I really want to get to because it has to do with college in general. So I've been through the system, and I was talking with a buddy of mine yesterday.
Is this the college system?
Yes, okay. I've been through the school system, private school.
I've been through the
college
system, but I was talking about prison. Go ahead.
Okay, sure, college, because that's the topic.
They're both institutions.
They're all institutions.
The point that I was making to my friend yesterday was, to me, it seems as though college happens too early in life. So our discussion.
I don't think that's true for everybody, but yes, it was certainly true for me.
And me.
Right.
So,
Somehow or another, you're just supposed to leave 12th grade and enter 13th grade and off you go because we were told this is the way things are supposed to
right.
be. But I was not ready for college coming out of high school. I believe you should only go into college if you want the degree, and
right.
I wasn't ready for it. Now, by the time I was ready for it for a period of like 4 or 5 years, and then by the time I could go to college, I was no longer ready for it, and it turned out the degree was, there was no particular reason for me to have a degree.
So the topic that we were discussing was how to steer college students toward the ideas of liberty, through persuasion, but basically like move them in that direction.
Mm.
And the point that I brought up was, you can give them the idea, you can plant the seed, but they have no life experience to base those ideas upon.
Right.
They haven't lived through anything that they can attach to the concept.
Well, that's why they say young people are socialists until they finally get out into the real world and then
right.
they, reject those ideas, hopefully.
Hopefully. But the current generation doesn't seem like we're going in that direction based on this. So again, the point I was making is you have to have some sort of experience on which to latch the ideas on. Mark, you said earlier that you didn't really learn anything after sixth grade, from the school system, because there was no experience to latch the teachings onto. There's no life experience there. So that was the point I was making. You have to have like some life experience. You get the concepts in college, but if you don't have anything immediately to attach them to, you forget about them, they disappear, you don't remember them. You know, by the time you hit the real world and get the experience, then you're trying to remember all the stuff you learned in college, and a lot of times the retention and the recall isn't there.
Right.
Right. Okay. So that's the point that I was trying to make. Moving on. Back to the article. The next section that I want to get to is the weight off my shoulders. So this is one example on that's not a unique situation, how this could work potentially. To see how the idea of student debt cancellation made it to the mainstream, it's useful to understand the experience of borrowers such as Nathan Horns. Horns, 29, had his federal student debt discharged after years of activism. In 2015, he was part of a group of 15 former students of for-profit chain Corinthian colleges who went on a debt strike and refused to repay their federal student loans, which they argued were fraudulent, as a way to pressure the government to discharge them. Corinthian filed for bankruptcy in 2015 amid allegations that the company had misled students about job placement and graduation rates, tactics Horn said he experienced firsthand. You can't talk about student debt without talking about the Great Recession. Along with his fellow students...
Yeah, I think that those things are inexorably linked right these days. Yeah.
These days. Along with his fellow students, Horns also took advantage of a 1990s-era law rarely used until that point, known as borrower defense to repayment, that allows borrowers to have their federal loans canceled in cases where they have been defrauded. A combination of pressure from borrowers, activists, and lawmakers, including Warren, ultimately pushed the Obama administration to create a clear process for scammed borrowers to seek loan discharge through the borrower defense process. So that's the example.
So he was able to prove that this Corinthian college was dishonest, and that's why they went ahead and forgave the loans.
So he filed borrower defense application in 2015 and learned in 2017 that his debt would be discharged.
Well, there's also the GI Bill that can help with your debt. There's these programs where you can go work in certain zip codes, and if you do, you get your debt taken care of. You know, there's ways to get your debt forgiven if that's what your main goal is, but a lot of people don't want to do that.
So here's another quick headline for you, Mark, that we won't get into right away. U.S. Army smashes recruitment goals by preying on hopeless millennials with student debt.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I hope you weren't actually recommending people join the military, Mark, because we've heard this is also another dishonest organization that will also make promises that they don't keep, including paying off college loans, for instance.
Have your book
up here
in
moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump now says he spoke to Ukraine's new president about the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, contributing to corruption in Ukraine. The president said he's okay with his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who also reached out to the Ukrainian government, testifying before Congress.
What they're trying to say is I went there for a pool.
Hi, I'm
Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue, of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind here tonight. It's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Mark.
And, of course, don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We do have a bunch of features there, and they are free. And I want to say thank you to Brad7552, that is the name he chose to be said on the air. I don't know what the numbers mean to him, but thank you, Brad, for being a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. He is somebody who's contributing $10 per month. Now, we only ask for $5, but he's doing double that, so much appreciated. To the AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that allows you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live. If you support the show, if you like what we do, you like the fact that we're heard on over 200 radio stations from coast to coast and beyond, over 1 week's time, and bringing the ideas of liberty and peace and freedom and cryptocurrency to the masses, then please join the AMP program to help us get to 300 stations. It is possible. We can do it with your help. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, like Brad75552. And you can use PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use Bitcoin BTC. You'll get some cool perks. In fact, I was talking earlier about the new Discord tip bot in our Discord server. And one of the things I can do with that is I can give tips out. We can do like airdrops of cryptocurrency now. I can do it to the normal chat room, I could also do it to the AMP-only chat room.
Ooh.
So only amplifiers could get some of these tips. And I did one of those earlier today, as a matter of fact. So that's one of the perks, is you get access to special chat rooms on our Discord server if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. I guess I should say supporters chat room, because it also includes the Twitch and the Patreon subscribers. So patreon.lrn.fm. And, again, if you want to join the AMP program, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Stephen. He's in Illinois. Whether you want to talk about college loans and debt forgiveness, we can get into more about that coming up here. But Stephen is on the line, listening online. Go ahead, Stephen. Hello? Going to let you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want, unless you are the one person banned from the show. So,
he's obsessed.
Yeah, we go on.
All right. The process that the Obama administration created is now facing a potential rollback under Betsy DeVos, President Trump's Secretary of Education. In August, the Department of Education announced that in order for borrowers to have their debts discharged under the law, they would need to file a claim for relief within 3 years of leaving school. The department also eliminated an automatic discharge.
What if they need relief more than 3 years after school? I hate these arbitrary time frames that the government just puts on things.
Yeah. I mean, if you need it, too late.
Too late. Yeah. Sorry.
Too late. So just
you should have known that you were going to run into hard financial times after five years coming out of school by 3 years.
By the third year, if you don't have the job, that's like, you know, banking it for you, file the paper.
Lots of people in America had a great job in 2005 that didn't have a great job in 2009.
Well, they should have that debt paid off by then. I don't know. Where was it? The department also eliminated automatic discharge of debt for some students who attended a school when it closed, among other changes. Stale efforts by legislators, consumer advocates, grassroots groups, and others to use the borrower defense provision and the government's decision to ultimately discharge hundreds of millions of dollars in student loans got a lot more policymakers comfortable with the idea that people's debts ought to be wiped away in certain situations, says Julia Margetta Morgan, a fellow at the Roosevelt Institute, a progressive economics think tank. Before that, Margetta Morgan said even left-leaning policymakers were squeamish about the idea of borrowers, including those filing for bankruptcy, having their debt discharged. Now,
well, it's because they owe the money to the government, and they don't want the government to not have that revenue. I think when Sanders and Warren call for debt forgiveness and to tax the rich to pay off these debts, what they mean is to tax the rich to pay for college, college going on to the future for people, so there's free college for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And that they mean debt forgiveness for everyone else. Because
oh, really?
I think that, because that's the only practical pathway, right? Like when Donald Trump said, we're going to make Mexico pay for the wall. Who thought that was the truth? I mean, some small percentage of the population.
Trump voters.
Well, some of them did. Some of them just like, we need a wall and I don't care how it gets paid for. And I love that he's talking about making Mexico pay for it, because that's awesome.
Yes.
And NAFTA sucks, even though I don't know an effing thing about NAFTA.
I seen a picture today. They are now scaling the wall for record times. Like,
yeah.
Who can get up and down the wall the fastest?
But they've been doing that for years.
Well, but now they're timing it with the
news. Yeah, they were timing it. Yeah.
Okay. 45 seconds, I think, was the current one.
I've seen people go faster than that.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Tritium. He's on our Discord AMP-only call-in line. Go ahead, Tritium.
Hey, guys. I've been calling in several Sundays in a row. And I know probably the last couple times and some other conversations I had on Discord and such, I've, ended up using in a critical sense the word capitalism. And it always seems to, in all cases, and I'll say, I need to stop using this word. It always seems to kind of derail the conversation with people that you otherwise have probably a lot of common ground with.
Yep.
And for good reason, of course.
Because you have a different definition than a lot of us.
Well, but yeah, but it's definitely, you know, based in the usage of the word for, you know, many, many years. But, you know, so it's a word. It's used. It's based on its usage, and of course. But I actually was linked to a video that very much you know, backed up this idea that I need to stop using this word. It's not helpful. And it was by Dr. Roderick Long, I think, unfortunately, formerly closely associated with the Mises Institute. He's a left Rothbardian scholar.
Right. He was also the Center for Stateless Society, I think.
Yes, yes, yeah. He's Mises. He was kind of one of those guys in between the Mises and Center for Stateless Society. So yeah. Really, exactly the kind of guy I'd want to hear from if he's down with both of those.
Or well, we've been saying get rid of the use of capitalism for years here on Free Talk Live.
I don't know what Roderick Long said. It was Roderick, right? He's what he said when he was on the air with us the last time, but he's been on with us.
Oh, wow, really? Amazing. Okay, yeah. Awesome.
We've been on the air for almost 20 years, Tritium.
What word would you use to replace it then?
Well, he did go on to say a word. But what he said is, and I'll get to that. He said that it really serves as what he called an anti-concept, and that is basically a word that is, you know, when you use a word, you use a term, you're trying to point out you're trying to be specific, you're trying to reach a point. But as an anti-concept, it actually serves to further obscure the conversation, obscure what you're talking about. And I think it certainly does, because
that makes sense coming from Center for a Stateless Society.
It's a word that's simultaneously being being defined by common usage among different people as basically a free market voluntary system of voluntary exchange and, you know, private ownership. And the neo-mercantilist system we have in the status quo.
Agreed.
You can't simultaneously be both those things.
Another
so
one that you could use
in the conversation.
Another one that gets confusing is that when you whip out the term fascism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because no one could agree what this term even means. Ian, what's fascism?
State regulation of industry.
Something, I mean, that I've heard people say it, but it ain't so.
I have a friend who identifies
it's
as a fascist.
It's not a functional, it has no functional usage.
Oh, he's
it's
I have almost just entirely,
an
insult. Yeah, I've almost entirely abandoned using that word, except in very specific circumstances after having, you know, seeing a conversation on another Discord.
Just abandon the rest of it.
Yeah, the dictionary definition is a little more in-depth.
Well, historically, it was a thing.
It says a governmental system led by a dictator having complete power, forcibly suppressing opposition and criticism, regimenting all industry, commerce, etc., and emphasizing an aggressive nationalism and often racism. Tritium, if you want to stand by, we can continue here. And also, I'm curious to know how Tritium has done so far in our first several hours of the Discord tip bot. What's your take? How much have you raked in? So far, you can actually check your balances pretty easily with that. More on the way here, 855-450 free. If you aren't on our Discord server yet, you should get over there at discord.lrn.fm. Free monies.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. We have time for you if you dial now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. There's a lot of cool features there, including our Discord chat room, where people are throwing around some pretty big bucks. We were actually comparing our balances there during the break in the chat room, because I'd asked how much tritium had taken in. We literally just started this this crypto tipping bot called tip.cc earlier this afternoon.
It's been a lot of fun.
It hasn't even been 24 hours yet, and already, according to the top list, you just type in $top, all as one word. Number one, Taco Nick has already contributed over $45 worth of cryptocurrency.
Almost 46, yeah.
Followed by his girlfriend, Vegetarian, $38 worth.
They're just giving it back and forth to each other?
Well, no. They're actually doing a lot of what they call airdrops, where people can opt in to receive. And very, very cool stuff. I'm there at number three, Aria DiMezzo at number four. And
then you again at number five and
under the LRN Studio moniker. Yeah, that's true. So very,
I'm
very
down
cool.
At number eight.
Tritium, what are you thinking about this bot so far?
I really like it. It's they made it very, very easy to use the commands to implement it on my own server. Very, very easy. Just immediately dropped it right in.
Yeah, that's true. It was super easy to add the thing. You really almost don't have to do any configuration to it whatsoever, and it supports dozens of cryptocurrencies, so there's a good chance your favorite is on the list. You load up your account with your favorite crypto and then tip people for things that you like to see, and you can tip as low as a Satoshi. We tried this earlier, and I asked the question. I don't know if I got an answer. Mark, the old classic, you probably know this, Richie. You work in food service. Mark, I know you were a waiter for some amount of time. If somebody leaves a penny, That's like the most insulting tip, because then you know, right? Like, the person didn't forget to leave a tip, because there's always a question, right? Like, if a customer leaves no tip, then there's always the chance that they just spaced out, right? Like, that they weren't a bad guy, they weren't trying to stiff you, that they just spaced out on leaving the tip.
I don't think I would ever give them that benefit of the doubt.
No?
It seems so, at least in this country, it seems like such a common thing to do.
Now, you can space it. People can forget anything. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I mean,
whereas if you
they
leave a penny,
they could.
If you leave one penny on top of that table, then you know it wasn't a mistake. You know that that person intentionally left you the lowest possible tip. Is that the same thing with cryptocurrency? If you leave somebody a Satoshi, if you send a tip of a Satoshi, is that like an insulting tip?
It happens to me
tip?
All the time. I'm always getting these like little bitty tiny tips.
Wow.
Well, I have addresses that are online.
Oh, really?
And stuff, and I'm just getting, like, I get notifications all the time of these tiny little amounts that come to me. I just presume it's somebody trying to, in some way or another, you know, say thanks or get my attention or whatever.
I would never take it as an insult, because any addition of crypto is, like, going to be a bigger addition later.
It could be.
If and when it moons.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, so Tritium, you were calling about something you were telling us. I forget what it was, so keep going with whatever that was.
The story of capitalism.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about why capitalism is a bad word and people don't understand
fascism.
It.
I agree.
In fascism, like, the people were overusing the word fascism, and, you know, like the fascists, when they were around, for example, that conversation was like, there was a huge element of futurism, and they were all Art Deco, and they had all this, like, crazy, you know, some symbology and stuff. And really, you know, there's some guys that just want to have a traditional, go back to like the 1950s and have segregation, whatever. That's reactionary, as I can call it whatever you want, but maybe it's not entirely accurate to call them fascists. But Dr. Long didn't touch on fascism, but he said then socialism. So you describe socialism as like the opposite of capitalism.
Right.
But if capitalism already has basically an invalid operation, a complete contradictory as far as how it's used by people as a whole, then socialism is also an anti-concept, because it's simultaneously the opposite of one thing and simultaneously the opposite of something else as well. And he defined the things that capitalism was defined as, of course, like we said, a voluntary free market system of exchange, and the neo-mercantilist system is what he said that we have today with the corporations and everything.
Yep.
And, which is why we spoke, I said, well, how do you define it? Because it's important to make that distinction up front.
Absolutely.
You can use it however you wish. You just have to define it prior to the beginning of the conversation.
Right. And I'm down with that. I don't want to have a long conversation that excludes this particular word for somebody who's just desperate to use that word. But, you know, at the same time, I tend to define the term capitalism, meaning a free market. However, I understand a lot of people define it as like a corporatocracy. And fine, if you don't want to use the term, I mostly won't use it, because it just kind of sets a certain classification of people off like tops, and they, you know, no conversation could be had after that.
Yep.
Well, it's a little bit more nuanced than just a corporatocracy. It refers to a few specific things, but and unfortunately, if you go back, it's largely, and he wasn't the first to use it 100%. You can nitpick at this, but it's largely a Marxist term, and so I would say anybody.
Didn't Marx create the term?
He popularized it.
Okay.
Sure. And
it still has one of two definitions depending on who you're talking.
Well, the reason why you
wide range in between those two.
Well, the reason why you might want to care is because if you let the enemy define your terms or create your terms, and then you start using them, then you're essentially using something. You know, you're part of their paradigm. Essentially, why not create something that's outside of that?
And I do feel like it's
because it's
a lot of the times
fits.
The people that call themselves capitalists. And I'm not saying anarcho-capitalism, it gets more complicated when you're talking about that kind of thing, but they do kind of fall into a Marxist paradigm, because they kind of take some of the assumptions of how economies work in common with Marx, but just go in another direction. And that's a kind of a dangerous thing to do.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Tritium. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So was there more that you thought was important? Did we get to the point where they were arguing why this was a good idea to get rid of the college debts?
No, and I don't know.
Can we get to that?
I don't know. I can try. I'm skipping over a lot.
Okay.
The student debt cancellation faces an uphill battle For one, for the policy to become law, it would, this is where it gets political, it would take a Democratic president in the White House and likely a Democratic-controlled Congress.
Mm-hmm.
What's more, critics have derided the idea as a giveaway to a relatively well-off group. The borrowers with the largest student debt loads tend to be those who graduate with degrees, with graduate degrees, and it's that demographic that would see the biggest benefit, at least as measured in total dollars. Warren's plan aims to address some of that criticism by creating both an income and debt cap on forgiveness. Nonetheless, shortly after she released her proposal, two experts argued that the bulk of the benefits from her plan, at least as measured by dollars, would accrue to people in the second highest income quintile. If we're going to spend several hundred billion dollars giving transfers from taxpayers to other Americans as well-educated and relatively affluent Americans, the ones we should be spending the money on.
Pretty soon she's going to decide that certain degrees shouldn't have this benefit and others do. I mean, this is how government subsidies work, is they give little benefits to the, oh, your women's studies? Excellent. We're going to give you an extra special bonus for your doctorate in women's studies. Oh, you went around and did fossil fuels engineering drilling?
Right.
You get half. You get none. We hate you.
That's a great point. That's exactly what they'll
That's exactly what they're doing. When look, politicians are liars and politicians are thieves. When you let politicians write rules, you're letting criminals design your society.
Mm-hmm.
Stop letting criminals design the society. The best thing you can
ask
for...
But all of them are criminals.
What's that?
I mean, all of the politicians are criminals, so how do you stop letting that happen?
The best thing you can do...
Vote them out.
Advocate for those politicians to do nothing. If you have to have a class of ruling criminals, what you want from those ruling criminals is to do as few things as possible. At this point, the government does keep the peace, has the laws that it needs to have. If you've got to have 536 drunken, irresponsible liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. in order to make you feel like your country's great or whatever, then by God, make sure they have no power.
536?
435 for the House, 100 for the Senate, and 1 in the White House. Those are the only ones I can think of that are elected in Washington, D.C. Don't forget who's really in control is the deep state, the high-level bureaucrats and that's already been appointed and all that other stuff.
We are out of time here tonight, but if you want to check out more of Richie Rich, get on over to Anarchist, the Anarchist Experience at anarchistexperience.com.
Yes, sir.
And you can check his show out. He does a weekly podcast. Be sure you do that. And we'll continue tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime on our Discord server where people are throwing around money like free cryptocurrency. Like, it's pretty cool. You should check it out.
Did Kenny Rogers die?
I don't know. Discord.lrn.fm. Get on over there and we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries series on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.